Well, hi there, Jonathan Doyle with you once again, as always. Really pumped to have the privilege of speaking to you personally, wherever you are in the world. You can hear it in my voice tone. I'm not faking it. I get really excited about producing all the content that I get to do because I know that somewhere, somebody will be listening to it. I'm really blessed to have a whole bunch of followers around the world, but you know, even if just one person listens to it, even if whoever you are, you're listening to this right now, it's really cool. I think there's some great stuff in here. You know, to paraphrase, as I often do, the great line from Tony Robbins where he says, you don't need a whole bunch of great ideas to change your life. You just need one or two good ideas that you're actually prepared to use. And I'm going to be meeting with somebody in the next couple of days. I'm going to work through some stuff and trying to give them a bit of help. And, you know, as I was preparing to meet with them, I kept thinking, you know that I can lay out the strategies that will work. Like, I don't lie awake at night going, man, I hope no one discovers that none of this stuff actually works. You see, the principles that I get to share, and really they're principles that I've just learned from the great writers and thinkers. It's, you know, not like I'm inventing brand new content. But, you know, I really believe that if you put this stuff into practice, it does work. So I believe that the systems and the strategies work. What's necessary, the bigger challenge, is you finding the internal drive and desire and motivation to actually do them, to put them into practice. So if we go back to that quote, you know, it doesn't matter if you get a bunch of, you know, McKinsey and Boston Consulting Group and the best business consultants and personal trainers in the world, they can tell you what to do. They can definitely give you strategies that I know and they know are definitely going to work. But none of that matters if you're not actually able to find that internal mechanism, that internal drive, the reasons, the compelling reasons to really get out there and do it. And, you know, the longer I do this, that's where I think I'm really interested. You know, how do we summon up that internal desire? And I think there really is some sort of structural stuff you can do. And I'm going to mention that in a couple of the videos this week. So if you're hearing this podcast and you haven't seen the videos, make sure you come across to jonathandoyle.co, not com, but .co.co, jonathandoyle.co, because I do another two videos a week there. So I usually try and release the podcast on a Monday, and then I roll out the video Wednesday and Friday. And they're just 60-second little videos that just really quick, because I know we're busy, but watch them because they'll just give you a really simple idea to try and put into place that day. So a little bit of housekeeping before I charge into today's podcast. If you're hearing this for the first time, so you're hearing this on iTunes or somebody sent you a link, then make sure you use one of the sign-up boxes somewhere on the jonathandoyle.co site. I don't spam you. I don't send you crazy offers for steak knives, but make sure you've just put your details in so that when the new podcasts come out and the videos come out, you don't miss any of them. So wherever you're hearing this, come across to jonathandoyle.co and fill out one of the little sign-up forms or the contact us forms, and we'll get you the stuff regularly. The only other housekeeping stuff is, of course, please come across to iTunes. If you do use iTunes, just, you know, click the link under where you're hearing this, or just do a search for me, Jonathan Doyle, in iTunes, and leave a review. If you're not a podcaster, if you're not aware of how this works, leaving a simple review in iTunes makes a huge difference. It pushes this podcast way up the charts, which means more and more people can access it, which obviously I'm really excited about. So please, people did it last time. It was really cool. I asked people to do it, and all of a sudden the reviews in iTunes jumped up. So please click the link below, come over into iTunes, and just leave a review, and that would be really helpful. And finally, of course, social media is where it's heading. I know I've got a really diverse group of listeners, and you could be listening to this and you could be, you know, tweeting a billion times a day, or you may never have heard of Facebook. But if you are a social media user, look at the links under here, because where you're listening to this, hopefully you'll see the links to a lot of stuff that I do on Twitter, and Google Plus is really growing, so you can find me on Google Plus. LinkedIn, I try and keep all the stuff there below these audios, so make sure you come across and join me in the social media realm too. Okay, enough housekeeping, enough talking. Let's keep talking. That's contradiction, but let's keep going and get into what I wanted to do this week to serve you. I'm going to give you an idea that I know works, and it's a powerful insight. And if you do it, and if you can frame this and get that map in your head, this cognitive map about this principle, it's a really powerful one. So this week, I want to talk about the concept of, drumroll, overcoming obstacles. I want to talk about overcoming obstacles because no matter who you are, you have faced them, and you've faced them multiple times in your life, and you're going to face a whole bunch more. And I think it's, you know, this is something that we really want to understand and talk about. How do we overcome obstacles? And I'll jump forward a little bit to something I was going to share more towards the end, and I'll bring it back in later. But, you know, for many years, I got it a bit wrong. I kind of thought, you know, look, whenever there's a big obstacle, maybe that's God telling me not to do this. And, you know, maybe, you know, and that's just wrong. You know, definitely there's some times when you shouldn't do something. And I'm going to talk about that at the end. But, you know, I want to really reframe. And I want to give you a reframe here. And I use that word so often in podcasts. Let's start to welcome the obstacles that we're facing. Let's start to actually really welcome the challenges that we face. So the first thing that I wanted to share was that, you know, the celebrity culture that surrounds us. Now, part of, I think, one of the most successful things I do is I barely watch television. In a 7-day week, I would virtually not watch television at all. The only things I'd watch would be elite sports. So, you know, I'll watch a bit of sport occasionally, got a few favorite teams, but I would never watch television. So people say to me, you know, have you seen this show? And I'm just a complete in the dark, have never seen any of the shows that you all probably love. And actually, you know, just a personal thing, I'm not saying you have to do it, but I really think it's been a powerful thing for me not to, you know, spend hours and hours of time in my life doing that. But anyway, think about how big celebrity culture's become. You know, the reality shows, but just all the different shows tracking celebrity culture and magazines and music and all the stuff that comes at us. What I want to do is suggest that celebrity culture creates an idea that basically some people just have this magic touch, that there's these incredibly talented people and they're out there and they get found and their life just takes off. And I just think it's an idea that success comes to an elite group of people who just somehow happen to be in the right place in the right time. And sure, you know, there's luck and things happen. Often what we don't hear about is the kind of work and effort that went in years beforehand. But the celebrity culture model, I think, can desensitize us to the fact, so we can be desensitized to the idea that anything truly worthwhile involves overcoming often enormous obstacles. So we're going to start to welcome obstacles. I want to say that anything that has value, purpose, significance, often involves enormous overcoming of obstacles. You know, recently I was watching a documentary on some amazing women. Catherine Drexel is, she's a saint. She became a Catholic saint, and she was like born to this incredibly wealthy family, and, you know, and her father, parents died, and she was left this vast amount of money. And she had a big sort of religious conversion, and she had a huge passion to serve American Indian people who were dealing with disease and poverty and all this sort of stuff. And she kept trying to get this thing started and kept trying to get permission and assistance. And you read the story of a woman like Catherine Drexel. I mean, this was in a time where, you know, women were still, you know, in so many ways didn't have the opportunities that they so richly deserved. And you just watch her just go and go for years and just not accept no and keep going and going. And she builds this phenomenal sort of outreach that does so much. But when you just discover that over 10, 20, 30, 40 years, it's just one obstacle after another, one no after another. You know, in that same vein, think of someone like Mother Teresa. You know, think of her on the global stage and her work in India. And, you know, what you don't hear about is the obstacles, the people that said, no, no, you can't, no, we don't want you, not happening, go away, go and do something else. You know, they just wanted her to be a school teacher. And, you know, that's awesome. And teaching is an incredibly important thing. But she wanted something else. But when you just see these obstacles roll out. So let's agree together, you and me now, that anything significant in our life is going to involve overcoming enormous obstacles. You know, I've been married now, heading up towards 15 years to my amazing wife, Karen. And often when I was, you know, giving seminars on relationship skills, I would just share that it's very funny now, but the fact that Karen totally refused to date me for over 3 years. She would not go out with me. Well, we were friends. She was happy to sort of hang out with me in a group, but she would not go out with me. And she famously said, look, I think the real estate, talking about me, she said, I think the real estate has potential, but I want to see how it develops. You know, this was like this girl I was crazy about, and people are like, man, you were messed up. Why don't you just move on to someone else? But I was like, it was this sense of obstacles, this like, I want to be with this person. This is what matters. This is the purpose. This is the vision. And no matter what comes up, I'm going to keep going here. And of course, I always say, please understand that I'm not advocating stalking, okay? I'm not advocating you stalking somebody. I'm just saying that I learned that often when you really want something and you really believe in it, then, you know, obstacles come up and you got to keep going. And when I was planning this, I thought of a great episode of The Simpsons where Homer Simpson, you know, sits down with Lisa and she's been really, I think it was when she was trying to work on a saxophone stuff. And, you know, he sits down and he goes, Lisa. And he's really, it's a beautiful moment. There's a close-up and the music comes up. And he says, Lisa, how many times have I told you if something's really hard, then it's just not worth doing? It's just this terrible moment of parenting. But it was just like this whole inversion of like, you know, the truth is often when something really does matter, then what we have to do is keep going and overcoming the obstacles. And just, you know, a week or so ago, I did one of the videos and I said, you know, Churchill's famous quote about going through hell is that when you're going through hell, the crucial thing is to keep going. You know, so let's agree. Summary of the opening stuff here is that obstacles are your friend. That's the reframe. Now, not always, just because at the end I want to talk about, well, how do you know when you're doing the wrong thing and you shouldn't be pursuing it? I'll get to that in the end. But I want to talk a bit more and give you some examples about overcoming obstacles. So I have just read an awesome book that I really want to advocate for you, and I'm going to interview the author on the podcast in the next couple of weeks, Eric, who just wrote this amazing book, Fearless. And it is on the life of US Navy SEAL Adam Brown. And I've had a bit of a Navy SEAL theme if you've been following the last few weeks, just in terms of people who operate at the elite level and how they perform at that level. Now, you know, I read a huge amount and I also have a background in studying, you know, very high level literature, especially as an undergrad. And I'm like, this was a great book. It was actually very well written and the most engaging human story. And I'm going to interview Eric, and I really want to encourage you to read the book. So I'm not going to give you all the inside detail, but you know, it tracks the story of a guy called Adam Brown, and his story of becoming a Navy SEAL is just amazing. Why? Because look, he was a great kid. He was popular. He was a lovely human being. But as sometimes happens, he developed after high school a shocking addiction that led into all sorts of criminal behavior, and he was addicted to crack. And his life was just destroyed and he was arrested and all this stuff. And somehow eventually through a couple of conversations and people praying for him and all sorts of crazy stuff, he goes to rehab, he comes out. And long story short, he ends up becoming one of the absolute best of the best Navy SEALs, gets into the elite Navy SEALs unit. But in terms of overcoming obstacles, there are two issues in the book or two stories in the book that were just so powerful. Was that he got a really bad eye injury in a training exercise, and a really chronic injury, and I want you to read about it. But part of his path to become, you know, get into the top level of the Navy SEALs involved going to sniper school. And his injury was so bad that he basically had no vision in his right eye. So check this out. The sniper school is incredibly difficult. It's got a very low pass rate. It's incredibly difficult. He trained himself to shoot with his other hand and using the other eye and passed, you know, we're talking guys with perfect vision fail this all the time. And he retrains and shoots with the other arm and the other eye and passes sniper school. I can't impress upon you enough just how incredibly difficult it is to pass even with both eyes. And one of the experts in the book says, you know, that his performance in the final analysis was, you know, virtually godlike. you know, just this level to perform. And the other story was in his first tour in Iraq, he has, there's a roadside bomber. There was a, they almost crashed with another convoy of trucks, and he has this horrendous hand injury where all his fingers are basically hanging off. And he ends up having, you know, this all this surgery and stuff. But to go on to this sort of elite next level, he basically has to do this amazing sort of retraining, totally retraining to shoot with his other hand. And what I'm getting at here is what he faced over and over again were not only obstacles, but obstacles that would have put anybody else out of the game completely. You know, they were extreme, and basically got knocked back, and he got told he couldn't apply and he couldn't do this and he couldn't do that. And the guy just keeps going. And I want you to read this book. I'll put a link to it underneath because it's so powerful. And the other great story, and if you haven't seen this film, I want you to see it. Go into iTunes and just do an iTunes movie search for Rudy, R-U-D-Y. You know, it's the coolest story. It's a true story about a guy called Rudy Rudiger who wanted to play NFL, wanted to play American football for the University of Notre Dame, which is, you know, if you're not from the States, it's a very famous university. And the only problem was he was really small and just not cut out to do this, but he loved football and he was just relentless. And like, he came from a poor background. So his first step was even to get into Notre Dame at all, which he had no hope of doing. And, you know, he came from this, wasn't highly educated. So he starts this process of going to a feeder school and passing that and passing this and rejection and knocked back and failed. And then he finally, you know, tries to get in the team, but he's just, you know, they smash him and he just keeps going. He won't quit. And, you know, typical of these movies, there's a great scene at the end where he finally gets to play. But watch this film. It's really cool. But what I'm getting at is, what am I saying here over and over again? That people who do the most amazing things, who lead these really full, passionate, you know, world-changing lives, are people who just kept getting told no, and one obstacle after another just kept coming. So now the next part of the podcast is let's drill down to the process here to okay, Jonathan, I agree with you. Okay, successful people face obstacles, and we're going to reframe and say obstacles are actually our friend. Because if you're listening to this, gosh, how many obstacles do you have in your life at the moment? For a second, think about, you know, what you might want to own, possess, buy, give, contribute, where you want to serve, all the things that matter to you in life at the moment. How many, you know, obstacles do you face? You know, you might face obstacles of, you know, assessment coming up, or in your business you cannot get promoted, or you might be the CEO and you've got a, you know, public offering coming up, and there's so many obstacles that you face. So I want to give you some process now. I want to give you some practical stuff. Now, the first thing is to be really clear, and this is important, the single greatest obstacle you are ever going to face, and listen to this, is always internal. Always internal. You know, because things can happen to you in the external. You know, definitely, they're going to happen to you all the time. Situations, the economy will rise and fall, there'll be all sorts of stuff happening. But the biggest obstacle is internal. Because why? Because it's inside that you frame and decide what anything actually means. So when an obstacle comes up, you've got the external obstacle out there, the reality, the thing that's taking place. But the bigger issue is what's happening internally for you. So get that down, that it's always going to be, and look, honestly, if you could just get this, the biggest thing I've learned after all this reading and speaking and thinking and traveling is simply that it's your cognitive behavior. It is the things you are saying to yourself. It is the words that you use to describe certain realities. It's that stuff that is powerfully shaping your outcomes. And I need to hear that too. And I'm just like you on a journey of changing how I think and speak and frame stuff. So the process, you know, the basic personal development success goal process is, number one, be clear about what you want. So once you, this is what most people never get this far. They never get this far. Now, what do I actually want? What is the outcome here? I mean, if you ask me that question, I could just blast it down on paper and list everything at the moment that I'm working towards, everything, because I'm clear on it, and I know that it's a crucial step. Remember I said at the start, I can show you what to do, I can tell you what works, but I can't make you do it. Well, this is what works. What do you want? as we talk about obstacles, what do you want? So once you've framed that, and, you know, just turn this off, put me on pause, come back later, you know, sometime tonight, get your diary out, get a journal out. What do I want? What do I honestly want? And the next step is coming from he's dead now, but the very successful billionaire Bunker Hunt, who famously said, you know, that once you determine what you want, you've got to find out what it costs to get there or the price you have to pay, and then decide if you want to pay that price. So this is the next step, which is basically, okay, what do you want? And then you've got to get in the marrow of your bones, and then you've got to determine that whatever happens, I'm going to pay the price to get there, because the obstacles then come. You know, the obstacles then come. And I want to give you the reframe here again, is you've got to see obstacles for what they are. And what are obstacles? Obstacles are the price of admission to your goals and dreams. Okay, so it's like God, the universe, is not going to hand you what you want. You know, it's not just going to go, oh, that's what you want. Sorry, we didn't understand. Here it is. You know, if you want to live on the beach, if you want to drive certain thing, if you want to contribute here or start an orphanage or whatever it is you want to do, the universe is not going to go, oh, here it is. You're not going to get it handed to you. We've got to know that. So the price of admission into what it is that really matters to you is going to be the obstacles in the way. Education, passing exams, getting physically fitter, learning new stuff, getting an MBA, whatever it takes, that's the price of admission. So when those obstacles come up and you sit there and go, oh man, this is really hard, basically just put the podcast back on and go, no, I'm reframing. This is the price of admission. Now, I promised early on that what I wanted to do was talk about, well, how do you know when an obstacle is part of, you know, keep going, or an obstacle is like, you shouldn't be doing this in the first place? That's an awesome question. And as I said at the start, I can put my hand up and say, I have struggled with this one more than anyone I know. Because I'm like, you know, what does God want me to do? What's the right thing to do? How do I know I'm not being selfish or narcissistic or a hedonist? Like, you know, how do I know that my goals are worthwhile? And I've got a few basics here for you. One is, I think, take this from me, because I really am the expert on making things pretty complex at times in my own head. Don't over-spiritualize it and don't make it overly complex. I want to give it to you pretty simply. Firstly, if you've got a desire or a drive or a goal inside you, you know, firstly, just listen to that. I mean, it doesn't come out of nowhere. It's obviously that you're an individual person and you want these specific things to happen. When you need to stop is if you are pushing yourself, like an obstacle comes up and what you're doing is harmful. Harmful, firstly, to yourself. So there's an obstacle comes up, but you are pushing yourself too hard physically and damaging your body, pushing yourself too hard psychologically, and you're becoming highly stressed or short-tempered. So if it's harming you consistently, and I don't mean, I had a training ride last Friday, and we had a race, and I really went at it, you know, and I really pushed myself, and it hurt. You know, but I didn't sort of get halfway into the sprint section and go, well, you know, this is actually really hard and I should stop. I went, no, my obstacle is to get even fitter and to really compete just for the joy of competing. So this is hard. This is the obstacle, the pain barrier, but I push through this one because the outcome is a good one. I'm not jeopardizing my health here necessarily. I'm not hurting anyone else. So you with me? Obstacles come up and you've got to have the wisdom to know, is this harmful? Am I hurting myself here? I don't mean, you know, friends, often if you really want a good, you know, outcome, you're going to get tired and it's going to be hard and you're going to be exhausted. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about genuine harm or genuine harm to others. So, you know, if you're married or you've got kids or something and you're chasing a goal and it means your kids are getting nothing from you or you're short-tempered all the time at home, then you either have to learn how to be different in the pursuit of the goal. So you've got to learn a skill set to go, right, yes, I'm going to keep going, but I need to change here. I need to handle this differently at home. So you with me? Don't make it over complex and look at the harm factor, you know, the genuine, the real long-term harm, the relational harm. And finally, how do you know? I talk about a quiet knowing. There's almost this sense that I guess you will have experienced it. You just know. You just have an internal sense of, you know what? I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pressing. I just know this is right. And that's a spiritual task. And I don't hide the fact that, you know, prayer and contemplation and meditation are a big part of my life. And I think if you just really open yourself to that, then you can get a quiet knowing, just a sense of, you know what, this is making me a more full human being. This is creating outcomes that are helping other people. Once you do that stuff, I think there's that quiet knowing. Look, the last thing I wanted to leave you with is if you are facing obstacles at the moment, and I'm sure you are, they could be big ones or little ones, you know, there's a great line. I think it's in the original movie Pretty Woman with Julia Roberts, where she's sitting down outside, you know, she's locked out of a hotel room, and one of the staff at the hotel sort of comes and sits with her. And there's a beautiful line, which I'm sure you've heard, where he tells her that God's delays are not God's denials. I always liked that line. You know, God's delays are not God's denials. And he also says to her, you know, this too shall pass. You know, whatever you're facing will pass. So if you're in the thick of it right now and you're chasing something and it's hard, you know, God's delays are not God's denials. You know, however you conceive God, it's not like God's there going, you're not having this. It's just like, keep going. You know, this is sharpening you. This is making you tougher, stronger, you know, more human, more compassionate in the long run if you hang in there. So a whole bunch of stuff that's in there. Obstacles are your friend. They are making you better if you're pushing yourself in the right direction. So, look, I hope that's been useful. Wherever you're listening to this, post a comment in iTunes, or if you're listening to this on my website, post a comment here under the actual podcast. Share this with people. I just would be a huge help if you just got friends and say, hey, listen to this link. Here's the iTunes link. Here's the podcast link. Share it with people. Let me know how I can help. Send me an email. I'm doing a fair bit more corporate leadership, motivational speaking now. So if you're in business and you'd like me to come and share some of this stuff with your team, your organization, then get in contact with me at jonathandoyle.co. And I would love to come and speak at your conference, your business. Really excited. I said to Karen last night, I just want to get a room of like several thousand people and just help them. And I want to help you. I want to say, look, these strategies work. Let me help you get your life in the direction you want to get going. So listen to this again, maybe. I hope there's been some useful stuff there for you. Make sure you've signed up on the website so you can get the weekly videos. And if you're listening to this today, it's Monday. Video will come out Wednesday and Friday every week. Hit me up on social at jonathandoyle.co, Google+. You can find me. I'll put the links in. I've loved doing this today. I hope it's useful to you. Share it with other people. Let those obstacles come, because you are going to grow through them. You're going to welcome them, and you're going to do it in the spirit of becoming the person that only you can become. The future's looking bright. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the weekly podcast. I've loved doing it. Speak to you again next week.